offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center.
What was that? You wanted me to tell a story about myself? Oh, okay. Well, I grew up in North Bergen, New Jersey. It was a very urban community right across the river from New York City between the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge. And it was very urban, like I said, but the most important part about it was that we were just a block and a half from Hudson County Park, this massive green space that had everything you wanted in a park. I'll leave it to your imagination. So one summer morning when I was about 7 years old, my sister Janet and I gathered up some of our friends, Barbara and Audrey Bitzer, who lived over here, and Paige Russo, who lived in the apartment building over there. I was 7, Janet was 9, Paige and Barbara and Audrey were somewhere in there. And we went to my mom and we said, "Mom, can we go to the park? We want to go to the playground." And my mother said, in good motherly fashion, "Well, be careful crossing the street and make sure you don't break your glasses again, okay, Lori?" "Okay, Mom, don't worry, don't worry." That was kind of a normal thing for kids to say to their mother right on into teenagers and young adulthood. "Don't worry about it, Ma." That's what mothers do. So off we go. We're at 607 87th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. And we go walk in and we cross 1st Avenue. No problem, piece of cake. One more block, we go up to the dry cleaners and there's the traffic light. There's Bergen Line Avenue. It's two lanes this way and two lanes this way. This is a big street. So we're really careful. We stop, we wait for the light, wait for traffic to stop, and then we go quickly across the street, and there we are at the 87th Street entrance to Hudson County Park. Yay, it's summer. This is great. It's green and beautiful, and we go walking through the park, and we're messing around, and it's quite a ways to the playground, but it's worth it. So finally, we get to the playground. And playgrounds in the 70s and 60s, they weren't quite the same as they are now. They didn't have that rubber tire mulch and those super safe playground equipment rides. You know, they actually had a seesaw. Remember those? Boom, 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 boom. But your best friend always knocking you off the seesaw when they can. So it was amazing. It wasn't that crowded at the park today. And so we could go on anything we wanted. And so first thing we did was, "Last one on the monkey bars is rotten egg." So we rush over to the monkey bars, and of course Paige is the first one to the top. She was really strong and fit, and she got up there, and she's hanging upside down by her knees, and I wasn't going to do that. That was a little bit too much for me, and I didn't want to break my glasses again. So I just grabbed on with my hands, and then I swung my legs up and kind of like hung there like a sloth for a little while. It was so much fun, hanging out the top of the monkey bars. Hey, remember Glenn Hashway pushed Karen Kylie off the monkey bars last week and she broke her arm and he is in so much trouble. We're not going to let that happen. So we're at the monkey bars for a while and then we're like, "Hey, let's go on the merry-go-round. That's when there's a rotten egg." And we all climb down the monkey bars and we go to the merry-go-round. And now a merry-go-round is not a carousel. It's not the little fun horses that go up and down with the music as you slowly go around. A merry-go-round is this large, round, wooden or metal structure with these pipe-like bars that come up here so you can hang on for dear life while your friend is pushing you around and around as fast as they can. So we took turns. Paige pushed for a little bit, and then she jumped on, and it went around and around, and we sort of slowed down and stopped. And then Audrey did the same thing. She jumped on and round and stopped. We really need somebody to push us really good. So finally, this boy comes over. Hey, I recognize him. That's my brother's friend, Ronald Foster. And he's my brother's friend, and my brother's 4 years older than me. So Ronald Foster is like 11 or 12 years old. He's a big boy. And he's got this dark hair and these dark eyes, and his family's straight from Germany. His parents actually speak German, so he has a little bit of an accent. So he comes over, and he's just a tiny bit scary. "Hey, you want me to push you?" Yeah, Ronald, yeah, give us a push. We want to go fast. We want to go really fast." "You want to go fast?" "Yeah, we want to go really fast, Ronald. Give us a push. Give us a push." So he starts off. he holds the bar and he runs all the way around the merry-go-round like three times. And there's this well-worn path all the way around the merry-go-round in the gravelly sand, not the rubber mulch. So he goes round and round and we're going fast. We're like, yay! He says, you want to go faster? And so we said, yes, yes, we do. And we're starting to scream a little bit at this point. So he stops and he grabs the bar and he goes and he's pushing it and he's pushing it faster and faster and faster. And we start screaming, "Woo! Paige, do your thing, do your thing." So Paige does her thing, and her thing is she holds onto the bars and she kicks her feet out behind her, and the centrifugal force sends her flying. All that's on the merry-go-round are her hands, and we just think that's great, and Ronald got a kick out of that, so he pushed us a little faster and a little faster, and we start screaming, "Wow, Ronald, this is great! Wow, faster, faster, faster! Wow, this is great!" And then all of a sudden we start saying, "Ronald, stop! 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 It's so fun, please stop! And so we were getting really dizzy. So he eventually stopped and he stood there looking at us, laughing. And then we all slowed down. And then the next thing you do on the merry-go-round, while it's still going, you have to jump off. So Janet jumps off. She's brave. She's no problem. She rolls a little bit, jumps off, no problem. Paige jumps off. Audrey jumps off. Barbara jumps off. I'm not so sure about this. It's starting to slow down. So instead of jumping off, I kind of turned around and held onto the bars, and I dragged my feet in the gravel as it started to stop, and it eventually stopped. And then the girls started saying, "Let's go again! Let's go again!" I'm thinking, I don't want to go again. I don't want to do that. But I didn't say anything. I was like, "Again, huh?" And I looked over at the swings, and there was nobody on them. And I said, "Last one to the swings is a rotten egg!" And off I went. At least I had the good sense not to go again. So that's my merry-go-round story. That's all you get. But I'm not leaving. Here's the culprit right here. Which one of these do I push? I got it. There it is. Remember that? Yeah. So my talk title today is spinning. Not necessarily about merry-go-rounds. But, you know, you can spin a little bit, it's a lot of fun, but if you spin for too long, you kind of get dizzy. It's not such a good thing. But spinning can be beautiful. Remember this? When we were kids, I think we could do the spinning a little bit more than we can now. I can't do that anymore. But, you know, carnival rides are fun. I'm more of a tilt-a-whirl girl. I can't even do the teacups at Disney, Aaron. It's too much for me. So, but we're going to talk about, oh, that's a fun one, too. You don't even have to spin to do that. I can still do that one. Spin art, right? Yeah. But we're not talking about that kind of spinning today. I'm sure you know that. Today we're talking about spinning more as an emotional, excuse me, more as an emotional or mental turmoil going on in your lives. When something happens in life and it sort of sends you spinning. And it's not fun. And we can spin with it for a little while, but at some point we're like, hey, I want to make this stop. This is not fun. I don't like this spinning stuff. Have you ever heard the expression, "My head is spinning. That sent me spinning. That sent me into a tailspin. Stop the world. I want to get off." Have you ever felt that way? "My life is spinning out of control." I hope you've never felt that way. So it's inevitable that things happen in life that send us spinning, that send us in a tailspin, that put the crazy in our head going round and round and round. Has anybody ever felt that way? Just a couple. Thank you. Yay, that's good. All right, I can go now. So things happen in life that send us spinning, and it can be anything. And often to me when it happens, I wake up in the middle of the night and my head is spinning. I've got a scenario going round and round in my head. Oh, I did this and I should have done that, or I could do this, or I'm going to have this conversation. It's going to get all better, and I'm going to do this and it's going to stop. And you can't get back to sleep because it's going round and round and round and round and round in your head. And things that make that happen are health challenges. Simple, right? Oh, I broke my ankle. Gosh, now what do I do? You can have finance problems, relationship issues, things that just you don't sit right with, that you want to fix but you don't know how. Decision-making is classic. That sends me in a spin all the time. How do you make that decision? Things at work can send us in a tailspin. Work's too much. It's too hard. It's hard to work with these people. It's too easy. I'm bored. What am I going to do? something that happened to all of us lately. We had a minister that we loved, and she resigned. That sort of sent us into a little bit of a tailspin, didn't it? The board quickly, oh, what are we going to do now? My immediate reaction was, no, let's fix that. She can't leave. Make her change her mind. That didn't work. But anyway, crazy things happen. Remember this one? A spinning weather event. It was totally spinning, and that's how this whole talk got started. It's like, this thing is spinning round and round. From well before it came anywhere near Florida till it was here, and well after, it's still spinning. And a lot of us, I'm sure, are still feeling effects of this crazy weather event that just went round and round and round. And how do we say stop? How do we make it stop? I wanted to stand there in the middle of the storm and say, peace, be still. So I'm going to tell you another little tiny story. A little tiny part of my hurricane story. We all have hurricane stories. I'm just going to give you a little tiny part. We found ourselves, very fortunately, we finally did evacuate. We found ourselves in a nice hotel in Miami, and we were in good shape. I was there with my family, my sister and brother-in-law, our pets, a couple of new friends. We were fine. But the problem was, my husband didn't want to be there. He did not want to leave. He didn't want to be there. But he left for us. And so there we are in this hotel room, and it's a small room. And the news is constantly on, and he is just trying to figure out how to get back to Key West. And it's a mandatory evacuation. They won't let you back in. The road is blocked. And he's trying to come up with every angle to get back because it's driving him crazy. And I'm not faulting him for that. That's fine. But how do I deal with that? How does our little family hang out in this hotel room with the tension so thick you could cut it with a knife? And I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't get centered. I couldn't bring God into it. And then finally, when I woke up one night in the middle of the night with my head spinning, I remembered something. I remembered a talk that Evelyn gave years ago on Duck Avenue, and it was all about the golden key. A little pamphlet by Emmett Fox. That's what I'm going to talk about. That's how we can make the crazy in our head stop. The gist of the golden key is one line. Emmett Fox, in his foreword, said, if I could reduce this, I reduced it to five lines, I would. And he has one line in there, and I said, well, that's all you really need. And that is, it is simplicity itself. Stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. And that's it. That's so simple. I can do that. I can do that in the middle of the night in this hotel room with my family sleeping and the wind blowing, or the wind had stopped blowing by then. But I can do that. So how do we do that? Just stop thinking about the problem and think about God. Emmett Fox says, it's all about prayer. Scientific prayer will enable you to get yourself out of any difficulty. It is the golden key to harmony and happiness. It's prayer. But I couldn't even pray at that time. I was too crazy in my head. I couldn't even come up with a really good, positive, affirmative prayer. God is omnipotent, he says, and we are God's image and likeness and have dominion over all things. The golden key to harmony is in your hand now. It is because in scientific prayer, it is God who works and not you. That sounded familiar to me. Silent Unity prayers that we do every Sunday morning and Wednesday evening starts with, it is not I, but the Christ within that does the work. I can do that. I can say that. I can say that to myself, and that will help. He said, work by thinking about anything that you know about God. Just think of anything that you know about God. Who can tell me something that they know about God, please? This is audience participation time. God is love, thank you. God is good, all the time. God is here. I am a child of God, yay sister. Gary.
God is bigger than a bread box.
Yahooey. Yes, Stephanie. Yes, yes. We can do that. That's easy. We can think of those things. And so that night, all I could think of was, God is good. God is good, God is good, God is good. And it started to be a mantra for me for a while. One power and one presence, one power and one presence. God is good, God is all around me. And it really shifted things. It really did. I'm going to continue here. Oh, I'll stop. I'll tell you how it shifted, okay? It wasn't magic, but it was magic. It was God. It was miracles. Just little things. The tension lifted a little bit. We were able to go get gas. That meant we could leave and go somewhere. Things opened up. The tension lifted a little bit more. Although my husband, Mark, tried and tried to get back to the Keys, he finally was able to get to the little airport nearby and found a flight school and found a nice instructor with a little plane and found a private airstrip in Summerlin Key and did a relief mission back to Key West. It happened because I prayed, I'm sure. But he needed that, and we all needed that, you know. And so we stayed. We went to Disney, and it got all better from there. But I had to have that because I was going to go crazy otherwise. My head was spinning round and round and round, and I couldn't get out of that craziness in my head. And yeah, that's a pretty good hurricane story because I know a lot of people came back, and it was mass devastation. But we were fortunate in that we just had to get my husband on a plane. So back to Emmett Fox. Your object is to drive the thought of the difficulty out of your consciousness for a few moments at least, just for a tiny bit if you can, substituting it for the thought of God. Those thoughts, those things that you know about God. It can be simple. It could be the prayer for protection. It could be the statement of being. We say that every Sunday. We all know that it's in our brain. It helps. We have said that the golden key is simple, but yes, it is not so easy to turn always. If you're frightened or worried, it may be very difficult at first. But by constantly repeating a statement of absolute truth, like I said, like you told me, the truth that you know about God, it will start to shift. The daily word about the comfort of God, God is my comfort. Try, I am the child of God. Try, there is no power but God. God is guiding me now. Best and simplest of all, God is with me. Each time you find your attention wandering, switch it back to God. Just turn it back, you know, and go on with your life. And then, you know, when things are crazy and you just quietly say to yourself, God is good. It's all good. I'm here. I'm with God. Don't try to think in advance what the solution might be, because that's not going to help. Leave the question of the ways and means to God. You want to get out of your difficulty, and that is all you need to know. That you want to get out of this situation, out of this turmoil in your mind. That's all you need to know. And just leave the rest to God. Let it be, let it go. You do your half, and God will never fail to do God's. So the scripture that Emmett Fox chose to go with his key, golden key. And by the way, the golden keys are normally 50 cents. They're in the bookstore, but they're free today while supplies last. So go get one. The scripture is from Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Simple. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The scripture that I think of when I think of the golden key, and one of my favorites, and I was grateful that the music team sang it today, is this one, Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Not so much things, but peace, not material things, but that's what'll come if you need it. Peace of mind, peace be still. Just think of God, think of Jesus in the boat, calming the storm, peace be still. And all these good things will be yours. Now, in order to do that, you have to have faith. And faith is one of our 12 powers, so we know we have it. Faith is hope, belief in the unseen, belief in the good that you might not be feeling right now, but you know is on its way. Belief in God. God is your one source. That's faith. And I chose this sweet little scripture about faith. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, to sum it up. Life happens. Inevitably, we get in situations that send us spinning. But with God as our one source, we have the tools to get out of any difficulty. So I say to you today, seek ye first God. Pray, meditate, think on God, have hope, and have great faith, and all is well. God bless you. Amen. Thank you.